All right.
I can't wait to be fucked in my ass. Please fuck my asshole.
Damn, I'm stuffed to the gills.
Nice. We had a nice little lunch. Sushi lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I had the chirasu.
I hope you're all ready for a nice sleepy.
A chirasu.
Yeah.
A putti in the pussy.
They unclothed me and delicately yeah. placed the pieces of fish. Of course, the fuck.
I'm not gonna eat sushi without a naked fucking model.
Why is that like a symbol of Wall Street bro power? It's like we're gonna get a bitch.
I think it's probably started from the Yakuza.
Yeah, I guess they did that first.
What do you mean, why is that a symbol of Wall Street?
I mean, is that something that's hot, you know? They're like, this rocks.
You're making a woman
it's
plate.
It's so explicit and obvious. I don't even know why you would ask that question.
Why is it
Wall Street bro thing to do cocaine and go to a strip club?
Well, that makes more
sense. I don't get it.
Honestly,
like,
it's so far from
like what I would do to a woman. I would ask her what books she's read.
Of course, I would talk to her.
And then
be
like, oh, that's interesting. And then I have a Wikipedia and Braille under the table reading about the book.
Because actually what I heard was...
Yes, that book by... da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ah, yes. Neil Strauss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've read it. I especially enjoy the part about how it's about...
Especially
interactions between men and women.
Mm. I loved.
She's like, so cute, so much.
Oh, Adam is.
This is a completely naked
shame,
Japanese
man.
Woman. Oh, thank you for respecting me and putting food on my body. I have spent the last 20 years in America as lunchbox.
That's my point.
I have been charcuterie board for the last 20 years. And now because you respect me and finally stood up to the Wall Street bros.
Thank
and
you.
With their behavior that's so beyond the comprehension.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty obvious,
I think
Adam.
Doing cocaine and banging whores
but you get, but
is a lot
it's the
cooler
same
than,
why would they go to a strip club? They're eating sushi off titties.
Yeah, but a woman's just lying there in a strip club.
Yeah,
they're
it
making
costs
the
money.
Pussy pop. They're doing dances off of a
sure,
pole.
Sure, absolutely. But this is just
there's artistry.
They have turned a fucking
see
a
me
plate
in my mind who actually wouldn't do those kind because you would absolutely have that woman at your party.
A woman to eat.
Yeah, you would frame it as it being ironic, but you would be doing it anyways, so you would still be engaging in the behavior.
No, I wouldn't.
Me, on the other hand, the thing I would appropriate is the Yakuza tradition of making people cut off parts of their fingers.
Right, if they've shamed you.
My 32nd birthday is coming up.
That's right. December,
for the fifth
baby.
Time.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm 52 years old. My 50th birthday is coming up.
And whose fingers are we chopping off?
Well, honestly, it's like, you know, I got all the money in the world.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything to me.
Mm-hmm. You have
but
all
if I had
of
a select group of friends come over, and a couple of them were to cut their fingers off and present them to me
that
in like a little in a little plush box with like, you know, we're in a big hall and there's like a dragon with like a red carpet that
yes.
comes out of its mouth and I'm seated at the front.
Of course.
And, mm-hmm. you know.
What are you wearing?
We rent out a Luby's, obviously, to do this.
Mm-hmm. What's Luby's?
It's a cafeteria in Texas.
Oh, okay.
I
nice.
Think they've gone out of business.
Well, we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're revitalizing them.
Bob's.
We're bringing the fucking dragon in with us.
We're at a Bob's Big Boy. We bring a dragon.
Bring a
in.
Dragon.
We're in we're going to Perkins. We're running the place out. And I say, we're going to do something a little different. People are going to be cutting their fingers off. So can we use your knife? We'll bring our own knives. We'll bring our own knives.
We're going to be nice.
And we'll make sure that they don't get mixed up with the chef's stuff. But I will say, we might require one of your chefs to cut one of their fingers. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll bring our own chefs. That's fine. We want to make this work because it's got to be Perkins. It fits with the dragon motif.
Absolutely.
It's the lost limbs, I think. Obviously, I don't have to point out the parallel there, ma'am.
Of course.
Ma'am, I'm making eye contact with you.
Ma'am.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know a breast isn't a limb, but you clearly have had a mastectomy due to some kind of malignancy, I presume. Just imagine that I, in this situation, I am the doctor, but also the cancer mm-hmm. that you respected enough to cut your breasts off.
To chop off for its birthday.
Yeah, to chop off.
Honestly, that would
Sorry,
be,
ma'am, I'm not laughing at you. I just had
just
a...
thought I had a funny thought.
Sometimes I just react to that. No, I was just... Ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm really not trying to offend you. I was just imagining a baby being like, where's the milk? Where's the milk? And, you know, if it were to be your son or someone along those lines. But anyways, you see what I'm getting at is that it needs to be Perkins. Because
it has to be Perkins.
It has to be Perkins. We're doing it in here. And if the answer is no, I'll sneak in. You won't even see me. Yeah, I'll dress up as a Muslim. We'll be in here. Try to kick me out wearing a full burqa and see what kind of press that gets you.
Oh, that's going to be a shitstorm, sister, that you're not ready for. Yeah.
Before you know it, this place is going to be covered in fingers. I got a lot of friends that are willing to do a lot of things for me.
That is, honestly, that would be a way for, like, the people that DM you, the guys that DM you trying to riff, mm-hmm. you should require a finger.
Absolutely
for
do
each
not
DM.
Suggest that people cut off their fingers and send them to me. Mm-hmm. If I receive a single finger in the mail,
the show is over.
Well, no, you're getting Adam's fingers mailed back to you.
No, right. Why is my fingers?
Because in my mind, strategy. It was you that suggested it. Because
I brought up the ladies,
I think
the
about
sushi
the,
ladies.
You started
the
you
whole
started
thing,
the conversation.
I started, did I say it technically?
You knew exactly sure. where I was going to go by bringing up that thing.
It's mm-hmm. true. I am the puppeteer.
You thought, here's an opportunity to let the girls who listen to the show know that I'm a woman respecter.
Right.
And also entrap Nick into getting fingers mailed to him.
No, it was all according to the plan.
Yes.
I'm just saying, if you're trying to riff...
The protocols.
I'm going to need to see a couple knuckles.
The Elders of Zion. We're going to bring up, we're going to say we respect women, and what that's going
to
do...
I was just going to say...
Protocols of the Elders of Zion sounds awesome. Yeah. It sounds like a rush out.
Can anyone put an audiobook on Apple Books or whatever? Because I would love to record the Protocols of Elders of Zion in that voice. You're listening to the Protocols of the Elders of Zion by Woody Allen, Alan Dershowitz, and Norman Finkelstein. He kind of got caught up in that.
Sorry, Norman.
Spent a while trying to make up for his mistakes with his first publication. With the rest of his career.
No, I want it to be like the Protocols of the Elders of Zion.
Oh, yeah, like a Zach Wilde Geddy Lee mashup.
Exactly.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
It's fantasy. It sounds like a fantasy concept album.
I think it sounds like a reggae.
Take the Gentile babies.
Yeah.
Put them in a stew.
That'd be cool. And then the cover art looks like a Yes album.
Exactly, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Protocols of the Elders of Zion by Electric Wizard.
Yeah, like a prog rock.
It's prog rock, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
They go to the mountaintop and kill all the Muslims. If you have a kite, we'll shoot you with a rocket.
Oh, I forgot
protocols,
about the kites.
Protocols.
I forgot about Israel saying that they were under attack by kites. Yeah.
They're sending flaming kites.
And you know why they chose
from the
kites.
Mountains. And from the mountains they send the cars, the flaming cars.
And we will spread the banks asunder, controlling everyone.
And they think we don't control all the banks because they have names like Bank of America.
That is a good trip.
But you know where the banks are rooted.
Where the money ultimately goes.
It goes back to a family named the something Bergs from 400 years ago.
They have a giant vault.
They have a Scrooge McDuck room. And they get drunk off the gold. By they, I mean us.
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 We do it.
In the context of this beard.
Context of this beard.
We are the ones who sing the song. The song of the protocols.
They came with the flying kites.
Elders. Elders of Zion.
Elders of Zion.
The elders of Zion. Poor little Israel had no choice but to use missiles on them.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Looks like Israel's got coronavirus pretty bad.
Do they?
Now. Yeah.
For
which,
real?
You know, I'm not going to say it, but ha ha. What goes around comes around.
Listen. Way to fucking create it and send it to China.
Yeah. I'm not.
Way you try to play a little funny classic Jewish joke on the Chinese.
That is so us. That is so us. No, I haven't actually been paying attention to the news because I've been down in Borough Park protesting.
Boys, we've got a
with the Chassids.
We've got a plan. It's think about it. The Chinese, we can almost switch everything over to them. They've got small dicks. They're annoying. Oh, the only thing that's missing is the allergies. They're trying to take over the world. If we could just come up with a way to give them
allergies.
We'll give them. We got a disease. It's called COVID. And we're going to send it over there. And then what we're going to do is we're going to put it in bats.
Just the fucking juiciest, most delicious bats you've ever seen.
We're
going to
have
life.
Naturally, obviously, we all turn into bats at midnight. We're going to infect Mort with it, and he's going to fly to China at night.
He's going to fuck all their bats.
He's going to fuck all their bats and infect them with it. They're regular bats, not the transforming
not
bats.
Transformer Jew bats.
Not us vampire Jews that turn into bats at night. They're regular, delicious Chinese bats. and then they're gonna be sneezing, blowing their nose all over the place, and people are gonna say, "What the hell is this? Is that a Jewish guy?" And they'll be like, "No, it's Chinese." They're like, "Why don't we just do anti-Semitism to them?
To them.
There's a lot more. They could probably do 16 Holocausts and still have 80 million Chinese left over." It's a much better deal.
It's a better deal.
You think
it's
about
a
it.
Deal.
Costco's basically, or China's basically the Costco of Holocaust. It's a Holocaust.
The Holocaust.
You could get for the same price to kill 6 million Jews, you could kill probably 6 billion Chinese.
A billion Chinese. Easy.
It's a better deal. That's why they're taking over the world.
Yep.
They did the inverse move of the deal.
So. That was the problem with the Holocaust. It was too expensive.
Too expensive.
Those dumb Germans.
Yeah.
They didn't know how to pinch pennies. If only the ironic, because who could have helped them cut costs?
Yeah, I bet like the end of Schindler's List.
Yeah, we'll see how good you guys are at this.
Schindler's
best of luck. I'll get on the train now.
Yeah, Schindler's List, where it's like, you know, the end where he's like, "This could have been a person, and this could have been a person," you know, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just one of the Jewish guys been like, "Oh, maybe I could have been two buttons, or maybe three of, you know, I don't know." It's a good trade. I don't know. If you give me four of those buttons, I'll let you guess, man. You're like, "What are you talking about? What the hell are you talking about?
You're Jewish bastard.
You're Jewish piece of shit. Why did I see you? Black bastard.
Black bastard.
Black bastard.
I just wanted to go kill a black
bastard." Yeah, what the fuck was
that?
That
was awesome.
That
out
was
of
hilarious.
Nowhere.
Yeah, right.
I used to be racist.
What? His friend got raped or something?
Yeah.
Deirdre, I think they're going to want me to go on the news and talk about Black Lives Matter.
I don't think that's right, Liam. I don't think they want you to do that.
No, I can feel it. You can see I'm pissing myself again. That's how I know.
That's how I know.
That's how I know it's time for me to go on the news. You know, a lot of people in America are protesting, and it reminds me of a time my friend was raped by a boo.
Ireland TV has gone off the air permanently because of Liam Neeson's recent racist fit.
That's not my point. It's about how I'm not racist
I'm not anymore.
But I used to be.
I used to say the N-word quite a bit.
I had to get
kill
into
any black bastard
to play the villain in Batman. I've never played a villain before. The only role I've ever played was Qui-Gon Jinn in Star Wars. A lot of people think I've been in other movies, and it's not true.
That's fake. It's a guy that looks like me.
There's a different guy. I've only played Qui-Gon Jinn and the guy in Batman, and
Ra's al Ghul.
Sounds kind of like Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah, which I told my agent when I got involved in this business, I only want to play Chinese people or Muslims. And he said the best we can do is the bad guy in Batman, and I probably Jedi would shoot what was supposed to be a Chinese person when they wrote the movie, and then the producers got their hands on it and said, we're trying to sell tickets to this piece of shit, not put on the Olympics. Get a fucking white guy to do it. We're not having one of the main characters go around babbling like it's a fucking laundromat. You can call him Qui-Gon Jinn, but by goddamn, he's going to be a fucking white guy. That's what they said.
That's my best guess.
And then the same thing with Batman. They said, Ra's al Ghul, what about this handsome Afghani actor? And I said, this isn't a fucking magazine. We're not doing a print spread. We want people to sit there for 2 hours. 9/11 was 15 minutes ago. You're talking about putting a Muslim in the movie as the friendly bad guy. That's supposed to be, how is the audience not going to see that coming? That the Muslim's a bad guy. It's fucking 2005.
You're tipping your hand. You fucking retards.
Why not just make him a plane? Why not just name him United Flight 93? How about that? And then see if people don't see it coming.
And that's how I got my two roles.
And that's and so to get in.
But
character.
Anyway, back to black people.
I had to imagine that Batman was the same. Batman television has gone off the air permanently. Ireland's only two channels, Ireland TV and Batman television, are now gone. And we regret to inform you that we have to bring back 24 hours of Riverdance. That's the only thing that Ireland actually exports and then re-imports all of its television content as shit we sold to the Discovery Channel in the 1990s.
Why the fuck was Riverdance so famous?
Because Ireland has zero culture.
This shit was so boring.
Because Ireland is worthless.
It was like interesting for 45 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, what's the name? Michael Flatley. He caked up on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that why? Because there's a British guy, Greek-British guy called Stavros Flatley.
Yeah.
Really?
He's just a fat Greek guy that does Riverdance.
Maybe it's the same family.
He stole the bitch. So I was like, why Flatley?
Well, I'll tell you, maybe something about that, about Manscaped.
Yeah, maybe that guy shaves his cock.
Speaking of.
You think Stavros Flatley shaves his cock?
Yeah, maybe Stavros, what's
maybe
his face?
Maybe that guy.
Maybe he goes to a website called manscaped.com
mm-hmm.
and scapes his manhood.
Oh, yeah.
Manscaped is the only way to do trans surgery at home.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They'll lop whatever you want off, and they'll fucking glue whatever else you
Manscaped
want
Manscaped is a system of clippers and a bunch of other shit and a little toiletry kit.
Mm-hmm.
They got a, what's it called again?
The Lawnmower 3.0?
That's it.
Was the ceramic
blade? Because that's the thing. Bitches need to know, my pubes are like a fucking lawn.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a whole yard. And my penis is like a tiny house.
I got a little ass
house. I got Scott's turf builder down there.
You look at my shit, and it looks like a giant, it looks like a farm.
Mm-hmm.
All pubes, and then a silo.
Little ass red silo.
A little tiny fire hydrant. Filled with grain. And that's why I use the Manscaped system to shave down my pubes.
I shave down my pubes and I fill my foreskin up with oats.
Yeah.
The Lawnmower 3.0 is also waterproof. And it comes with an LED light so you can manscape in the shower or in the dark.
Yeah. A lot of people, they go to shave their dick in the shower and they get electrocuted.
Yep. A lot. I would say, what was that? 4,000 people died? That last week.
Yeah. It's actually, if you're a regular listener to the show, you know that I've been building an electric chair to kill myself in.
That's right.
And one of the most important aspects of the electric chair is you got to be completely hairless for the electrodes to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been shaving myself in preparation for killing myself in my homemade electric chair.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, with any project, you keep putting it off and putting it off. And now I've become addicted to shaving myself.
That's right.
And
especially your cock and balls.
Especially my penis and asshole.
Right.
And I leave a ring around, Yeah, I like my dick to look like the dog from Little Rascals.
Of course, uh-huh. Yes.
Who I think his name is Dickhead, if I remember.
I believe
Pussy
so.
Face.
What were the names again? It was Skinny, Fog Hat, Buckface, Dickhead.
Fat
Chinese
boy.
Andy.
Yeah, Chinese Andy.
That's right.
Jimmy the Kike. he's Italian.
I don't believe that. he's Italian.
He's Italian.
Yep.
Folks, he
His
was Italian.
His name was
Cicadelli. He chose the name. And he was Italian. We all remember Little Rascals.
We all remember Little Rascals.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
How could you
all those kids, those were all grown men who shaved their face, armpits, and penis with the Lawnmower 3.
Guys, it's the 30s. We're all malnourished 30-year-olds that never grew past 4'1". Good thing we have the Manscaped clippers to shave our penis and balls so we can go into Mr. Feldman's candy store and steal all of his candy as revenge for his authoring of the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. We know it was him. Boy, ain't we just a group of stinkers? Ain't we just a group of anti-Semitic stinkers? Hey, Little Rascals was an entertaining show about a group of anti-Semitic children that would go around bullying Jewish business owners, which in a modern context seems kind of absurd and borderline offensive in some regards. But back then, you have to understand, this was before the Holocaust, and a lot of people agreed with those ideas. And seeing children realize this sort of affirmed those values for people more, in a way that was more touching and endearing and palatable to American audiences in a way a screaming German could never be.
Never.
That's correct.
Hitler could never do what Jimmy the we know who.
And boy, did they try. And then we cut to a reel of Hitler being like, I'm just a baby. I'm a cute baby. Look at me. Does this work? Do you like it if I'm a baby? And that didn't sell anyway. It didn't sell. And so ironically, it was actually Jewish producers in Los Angeles that came up with the idea for the anti-Semitic gang. They said, what if we do a show, we could get people to watch it, and it's about this Holocaust thing they're doing.
Uh-oh, yeah.
I think a lot of people would like it. And they're like, but we're kind of losing sight of what we want here, which is to sell clippers.
Yeah. Cock clippers.
That was the point.
And nail kits. Shears 2.0.
The shears.
It's a perfect add-on.
Which allow you to pluck your eyebrows and trim your nails in style.
And the nicest thing about Manscaped is when you're done shaving, you can...
Eat your pubes.
Well, you can mail your pubes back to the company, and they have a tooth fairy promise.
That's so true.
Where they'll send you... They weigh your pubes, and it's $20 to the pound. So when you get your Manscaped kit... Just the return address is right on there. They do not actually do this.
No, they do.
No, they do.
They just mail your pubes to Manscaped.
Yeah, just find an
1-800 Manscaped Avenue.
And then and then make sure to tag them on Instagram saying this is. Look what a great job you did
doing the Manscaped Challenge.
Using the Manscaped
Challenge.
Make sure to take a picture, create a burner account on Instagram, shave your dick and balls, and
tag Manscaped.
Tag Manscaped. Show them what a great job you did shaving your dick and balls.
Make sure when you do it, you're using the Lawnmower 3.0.
And make sure you hit them with the promo code. What's that promo code, Adam?
The promo code is code here.
It's either Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
In fact, listeners of the show will get 20% off free shipping with the code here at manscaped.com.
So it's probably Cumtown.
Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
I don't have my phone, so I can't check my
email. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code XXX.
Yeah.
It's time to grab.
We should know this. It's either Cumtown or Cumtown 20. Here's how it works. You put the code in.
The important thing is you mail them
if
your
they say
code.
It's Cumtown.
I'm almost positive it's Cumtown 20.
Yeah, because it's 20% off.
But if for some reason that does not work, try Cumtown.
It's time to grab 2020 by the horns by shaving that front trunk.
Nice.
That's some copy then.
Go ahead
that Adam thought
and shave your penis and balls and tweet a picture to the president Donald Trump with hashtag stop him. With hashtag he will not suck my penis.
Actually, you're fired.
You're fired. Hashtag you're fired Manscaped.com, promo code cumtown20,
mm-hmm.
and then a picture of your penis being sent to the president on Twitter. There's actually a prize. The person who has the most average, if you can find out the exact average size dick down to, it needs to be 9 decimal places.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can hit that, you're going to need digital calipers here. So you're going to have to calipe your dick.
Yes, calipe.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Calipe?
Yeah, I need to get my dick calipe'd.
Calypso.
Calyptico.
Calypso music.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love the calypso.
Why don't you guys say some other things about the thing that I might have forgotten that is important?
I think I think we got it all.
They're quiet, right?
Quiet, waterproof.
Waterproof.
Ceramic or some bullshit.
Yeah.
They shave your pussy, too.
They did a bunch of shit where they did, like, I guess they made it so that it can't cut your balls.
It doesn't. That's true. I have
got ceramics.
It can't suck your shit into the blades.
I have never nicked my cock with it, and I've shaved my cock with it multiple times.
It's impossible.
So you're going to love it. You're going to love clipping your fucking nails with whatever bullshit they also have.
The Shears 2.0, and make this whatever the subscription thing is.
Yeah, do whatever the fuck they want. Just go to the website, manscaped.com, look at all the products, sign up for whatever the fuck they want you to, and use promo code CUMTOWN and or CUMTOWN20.
Do it or I'll become pissed off.
I'm going to get pissed. I'm going to get more pissed.
I'm going to become sexually pissed.
You don't want that.
Nick, you were talking about the electric chair. Have you seen that documentary, Mr. Death?
Have you ever seen my penis?
No. Actually, yeah, while we were peeing.
Dr. Death.
Mr. Death.
Dr. Death.
It's the Errol Morris
What did you think about his penis when you saw it, Adam?
It's the movie The Thin Blue
Line. I thought
it
was all right. No, it's not
the
thin
blue
line.
And the character's name is
No, it's about this guy. So basically, my friend recommended I watch this.
The Thin Blue Line is a documentary about Adam's penis.
That's not true.
When he's dressed up as Sonic.
Well, it does have the veins. The veins are thin.
The veins are pink.
No, the veins are pink, but
I've got blue veins.
Your penis is blue.
I've got multiple thin blue lines on my penis.
Your penis actually sucks women.
I don't
know. Your dick.
Women's youth and vitality.
Your dick hasn't been used so much that it's starting to go blue like a corpse's dick.
It's your dick is actually it's your entire genitalia area looks like the brain bug from Starship Troopers. And your weird blue dick extends out of the mouth and stabs into
it's pink, but it has stalks.
It's blue and it's blue. Got pink veins.
It's thin.
And you go to manscaped.com and use promo code CUMTOWN20 to get that pink penis sent directly to your door. To get the pink penis shaver sent directly to your door. We got to make sure we hit all those, whatever the things are.
Yeah, we hit all the...
I feel like there's something missing.
No, they got the trimming kit. They got the...
The shears.
The shears.
And the shears are a good deal.
The shears, you get stainless steel tools, tip tweezers, round point
pluck your eyebrows
scissors.
And trim your nails in style.
Mm-hmm.
Fingernail
luxury four-piece nail kit
grit
featuring
nail files.
Tempered stainless steel tools.
This is the kind of shit they make watches out of, folks.
You'll also find... Listen.
Fine swish washers.
And on their website, you'll find the crop preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer.
Yeah, they got a toner.
This will help you tame that summer swamp ass with natural hydrators and antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
You'll also find the crop reviver, a testy toner that's like having cologne that is designed for your balls. What a really useful ass thing.
No, it is useful.
We won't judge you if you can.
If you're in some stank puss.
If we catch you sniffing yourself.
Yeah. If you're in some stank puss and then you have a business meeting,
that's
you don't
true.
Have time to shower.
And the secretary's going to smell your nuts to let you in.
Yeah, you don't want the Japanese because you got a big meeting with the Japanese. Mm-hmm. You don't want them smelling that nasty
We've all been
pussy.
There when you pull your pants down, a woman's like, oh my God, what the fuck is that? And you're like, I'm sorry, I had to put my penis in my ass because I was on the train and there was a woman breastfeeding. And I didn't want to get too hard while looking at her.
And that's why you use the crop reviver.
And you need the crop, you need the dick reviver, the crop reviver, because your penis has been shoved into your asshole.
Your own ass, and some of the shit has run from the tip of your penis all the way to your balls.
It's inside your penis.
So go to manscaped.com and check out their
life-changing product.
My life was changed because I was shaving my penis while driving, yeah. And a school bus pulled up next to me, and then what happens? Whoop, whoop, whoop. And then now I'm on the sex offender registry.
Yeah, and you got to knock on all the doors.
Which is usually a pretty bad thing, but I don't have any friends. So it actually became a really great way to meet people.
Right.
Now every week I have to go check in with my probation officer, and I talk to people.
He's a friend.
I say, you're a chomo also.
Right.
And most of the men are mentally disabled, I'll admit. You would think it would be other kind of slick, smooth operator criminals. But no, for the most part, the entire sex offender registry is mentally enfeebled. People with no support network that,
mentally are 11 years old.
Yes, right.
Sexually, they are.
And I tell you what, when you're done shaving your penis and balls, you can go on over to MacWeldon.com.
Just to put them. Yep. You got this beautiful shaved penis.
Yeah.
You're going to want to put in some luxury underwear.
You might as well just cruise right on over to MacWeldon.com.
I love the new chapter.
Yeah.
I love this.
Dude, I love it more than you, Adam. Mm-hmm. Because with
And if you're at home and you figured out what's going on now, wait until we're at 5 an ep, pal.
Yep.
Wait until the whole thing looks like a fucking stock car.
It's selling the fuck out.
Oh, this shit's about to be Blade Runner.
Yeah.
So, I don't know about if you guys know this, but Mack Weldon is a premium men's essential brand that believes in smart designs.
Yeah.
High quality fabrics.
Dude, I'll tell you, I've been wearing them recently because they sent us another promo deal.
That's awesome.
And we had the recent batch of these come through. Mm-hmm. I love them. I threw out most of my other underwear.
That's beautiful. I might go get myself a grip on the whole thing.
You get socks, shirts,
and you're in
hoodies.
Luck because for whatever reason, last time the non-fat sizes were sold out. So.
Well, nice.
If you're a big fat guy, now's the time to go to Mack Weldon.
Well, hold on. I'm going right now.
No. Excuse me, sir. You're too fat for the clothes.
Too fat for the what?
He's actually not, folks. If you're a big fat piece of shit, go to Mack Weldon.
Yeah,
they
have fat sizes.
It is very funny that, like, because with other stuff, it's like I understand that there's like a difference in fabric between like a medium shirt and a 3XL, but it pales in comparison to the difference in size of underwear.
Yeah,
like fucking underwear for fat. That is so much more material.
What do you think? Underwear for fat people is more than
the
t-shirts?
The ratio. Yeah,
yeah. That's why I'm jealous of Stav for being fat because he gets a better deal.
He gets a better deal.
He gets more t-shirt.
He gets a better deal.
He gets more underpant.
Hi, my name's Mikey, and I'm on the sex offender registry. A lot of people are wondering how I wound up there.
What kind of underwear I wear?
I got so excited in the ball pit at McDonald's that I ate all of my clothes. I was eating chicken McNuggets, and I thought it was a 20-piece. Actually, it was a 5. Kind of got carried away and just sucked up all my clothes into my mouth, ate them, and then, well, there you go. Now I'm nude in a ball pit, and here come the cops. Yeah. And one of my friends I met at the parole officer's waiting room introduced me to Mack Weldon underwear, which is great for me because it's some of the only underwear that actually fits over my head.
Yeah, that's true.
Because... I don't know how to put on underwear. I have to go from the top.
Top
As
down.
Stated earlier, I have no safety net, no support network, no one to put my underwear on for me. So I go from my parole offices all the way back to my house where I have to spend hours putting underwear on from the top. Mm-hmm. And luckily, MacWeldon.com makes that easy for me.
Very
a mentally
easy.
Disabled man on the sex offender registry.
That's right.
Mack Weldon's prime demographic.
And that what they like is that it's a one-stop shop of men's essentials.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Whatever you need.
Whatever the fuck you need, Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just going to look great in Mack Weldon. Their underwear, socks, and shirts perform well, too.
When I went out to find that black bastard, the first thing I did was put on a comfortable pair of premium fabric underwear.
That's right. From working out, going to work.
And it felt so good on my cock, the racism just slipped away.
That's right.
And then I pissed myself.
And then,
I did one of my classic pissing my pants in public moves.
Mm-hmm. And what's
there's so many pictures of him like that.
With his pants just absolutely.
He's pissed himself like 5 times.
Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
Gerard Depardieu as well. There's a ton.
Here's the nice thing.
Pissing himself.
That's why you should
Being
use Mack.
So drunk, you piss yourself on a plane.
That's why you should use Mack Weldon because they offer a wide range of customized fabric that can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like or how much you piss yourself.
I'm so jealous, dude. I wish I was him. Yeah. You're the king of the world. You played two of the most memorable characters of all time.
Yeah.
Qui-Gon
and Ra's al Ghul. Yeah. Two of the best characters ever.
And now you're jet set, pissing yourself, going on TV, blowing it, fucking getting drunk, pissing yourself.
Yeah.
Doing some movie where they're like, well, the premise is that there's wolves and they're after you. I'll do it. Fuck it.
I don't fucking care.
I'll punch. I don't give wolf. A shit. Do I get to keep the parka? Then I'll do it. I want. It's a Canada Goose.
Yeah. Everyone on production.
You know, I saw a bunch of Chinese people wearing them and I thought those had got to be cheap. And it turns out it's fucking $900. I said, where the hell do these Chinese people get the money for that?
That's right. Well, if you know what else is very cheap and you could save money is the Weldon Blue Mac Weldon loyalty program. Level 1 gets you free shipping for life. Once you reach level 2, by spending $200, Mac Weldon gives you 20% off every order for the next year. So level 1, the amount of inches Adam's penis is, mm-hmm. or level 2, the amount of inches Nick's penis is.
Blue ribbon penis. That's I won the award at the agricultural fair for best penis.
Actually, mine is one inch.
Best in show.
It's number. I went home with the
best small penis award and also true. Best in show.
No. You won best small penis. And best in show.
And best in show.
You did not win best in show.
And best in show.
No.
And best in show.
My penis was
you did not win best in show.
And best in show.
Absolutely.
And best in show.
I will do this all show, pal. You did not win best in show.
My penis won the toy category.
No, that's what Nick's penis did.
No, he had small penis category.
I won also and then also best in show.
You did not win best in show.
I won best in show.
I won best in show. It only won little penis,
and it won best in show.
No, well, mine won tastiest.
Anyway,
you didn't win. I didn't win best in show either. A guy with a bigger dick did than both of us.
My penis won the sport.
Mac Weldon wants
right.
you to
he did win the award. Ran up to best in show.
No, he did not win best in show either.
Because I won best in show.
No,
MacWeldon.com. For winners. That wouldn't happen if I weren't wearing Mac Weldon underwear.
It did nothing happen.
Which I got as an award for winning Best in Show.
You didn't win Best in Show.
At the Cock Awards. at the 16th annual Geneva Cock Award in the Alps. We're up here at an elevation of 680,000 feet above sea level. Where you're only allowed one thought a minute, and you have to sip at the air.
Well, folks, listen.
Now, a lot of people don't understand. The reason they do it up here is because it is extremely hard to maintain an erect penis, or even one that's kind of chubby at this altitude. So it really evens out the playing field, because there's a lot of people that are just what you may be familiar with the term, what is it, fucking showers?
Shower.
Showers.
Shower versus grower.
That's it. That's the thing I forgot as an announcer here at the Penis Awards. You'll have to forgive me. The altitude is so...
It's so fucking cold.
It's got
here.
Me fucked up. But
I'm fucked up and my cock is shrinking by the minute.
That's why we have to do the Cock Awards on top of a mountain. And again, sponsored by Red Bull. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Red Bull, for putting on
That's
this
right.
17th Annual Cock Awards. And now to get the show started, we're going to everyone's favorite category, the botched circumcisions. Bring them out here. A couple of disgusting examples right up front. And but I do like the way a lot of things people don't consider is the way a leash pairs with the scars. You want something that sort of continues those lines all the way back to the owner's hand.
That's right. The owner of the botched penis.
Yeah. Oh. You have to have, you could put a leash on your dick and
you
hold
you, it. You walk your dick.
You walk your dick out.
You walk your dick.
Out under the, yeah, just you sashay true. Holding your dick on a leash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, wait, and at the end
in
of
a kimono
that.
With your dick fucking on a leash. You're just posing. At the Cock Awards.
Beautifully done. What masterful work. Yeah. And at
like,
the
what
end
is this, ESPN 3? Or like, I think so.
Yeah. And at the end of the Cock Awards.
And then they're sponsored by Mack Weldon.
And Mack Weldon wants
you to
be
comfortable. Penis back in your Mack Weldon.
But, once again, the award show this year is sponsored by Mack Weldon. MackWeldon.com, premium design, smart fabrics for people with all kinds of dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to our next category here.
We're going into the Heart of Darkness is the Africa category.
Hypospadias, or whatever that thing is called, where your dick hole is on the top of your penis.
Oh, is that a real thing?
I think so. There's
you piss
up. What's interesting is all of these men piss into their own faces. we have a synchronized show of the hypospadias players. They're all piss over their own faces while lasers change their urine streams, different colors, and they perform Fantasia for us here on top of Cock Mountain in Geneva. There they go. Pissing into each other's mouths.
What a beautiful sight.
What a beautiful sight.
And if you want to watch that while having your cock with a regular dick hole in nice-ass underwear, go to MackWeldon.com/cumtown20 and enter promo code cumtown20 or something. And now that's MackWeldon.com/cumtown20, promo code cumtown20 for 20% off Mack Weldon.
Moving on to the Belgian tuck category. All of these men... their penises tucked into their asses, which was originally invented on the French public transit system during World War II when Vichy French soldiers were trying to hide their erections from the German soldiers who would kill them for being gay. But the French soldiers were so aroused by being dominated by the Nazis that they had to figure out a way to hide their erections.
Fuck themselves in the ass.
The Belgian
that's
tuck.
Where the Belgian tuck came from.
Which is actually a French thing.
Which is, it's interesting. They changed the name because Jean-Claude Van Damme loved doing it so much. That it was renamed.
One man rewrote all of history.
It was renamed for him after his appearance in Three Ninjas Strike Back.
Damn, that was a good... Shouts out to Three Ninjas.
Which he wasn't. He was in a deleted scene where he demonstrates the Belgian tuck to the ninjas.
To the children.
Which was later removed due to Jean-Claude Van Damme's anti-Semitic comments that he made during the filming. Which they
but
thought.
But to be clear, showing child actors his penis and putting it in his own ass.
That
film.
Part was fine.
That
Jim.
Part was fine.
Jim, that part was probably the best part of the movie, which, as you recall, we premiered here at the Cock Show in Geneva all the way back in 1987, third year of the show.
Oh, fuck.
MackWeldon.com.
MackWeldon.com.
Cumtown
20.
Cumtown 20.
And get all the basics or whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, they got long... I'm going to check out some of those long johns they got this
bro,
year.
Bro, I'm about to go off. I bought a bunch of nice socks, and I'm about to go get nice underwear, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got nice socks on right now, but I stole them from my cousin.
Nice. What kind are they? Mack Weldon?
Some like Nike...
Mack Weldon's?
Yeah, they're
Mack Weldon's.
Those
are good
socks,
but not as good as the Mack Weldon.
No, because they are Mack Weldon's, Adam.
They are Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon Nikes.
And now we move on to the cock in a baby sock category. I'm sorry, Adam. Are you tired of the cock show?
No, I like this bit.
I'm sorry. Are you tired of the cock
show?
No, I'm not.
Well, what would you like to do instead? Do you have any ideas?
Yeah. It's a new season. Antonio Brown is on the Raiders. Le'Veon Bell is with the Jets. And Odell Beckham is in Cleveland. The one thing that hasn't changed.
Well, here at the Cock Show, I guess we're cutting the commercial exactly a minute and 35 seconds too early.
Okay, sorry. I didn't
look at that.
I thought it was time.
And this is the kind of shit that would get your ass pushed in if you were working in post. Like, if you were a field producer like myself, Jeremy Fuckwell.
I've been raped multiple times.
I have sucked so many dicks to get into this position. As the guy on the camera.
As the guy finally on camera.
As the guy having...
I was the PA getting raped by Bob Costas.
Do you know how
years.
Bad it is to be the PA at the Cock Show?
Oh, it's a tough gig.
Do you have any idea the kind of fluffing you have to do? Who do you think tucks all those Belgians?
The Belgian tuck. Yeah.
I need to come here, tuck me!
Put in ass!
Come tuck me!
Come,
listen
here.
To me, asshole. Hey, come here,
hey,
tuck me.
Fuck you, asshole. Put my cock in my ass.
I don't have time for this. Come tuck me. Hey, listen, you fuck guy.
They're
come here.
The music, fuck guy.
It's tuck time.
Hey, tuck me.
Put me in my ass.
Come on, tuck me.
Tuck me in my ass.
Tuck my ass.
Put my cock in my ass.
Tuck my penis. Ass. Tuck my penis into my fucking ass.
You tuck my ass.
And that's all I heard for years.
And
wow. 13. And we're live.
And
in
we're getting to
9,
8,
7,
6,
5,
4, 3.
Tonight on Gay Man News.
It's a new season.
With your host, Adam Friedland.
Hi, welcome to Gay Man News.
Where the host is gay.
No.
The host is gay, and he's doing
gay guys.
He's doing the third ad read of the show.
Okay, Antonio Brown is on the Raiders.
Because he's gay.
Okay. No, you can.
Yes.
You don't have to
be. Just get to the story.
This guy's gay.
Le'Veon Bell.
The show where the anchor is worse than the announcer guys.
Odell Beckham is in Cleveland. The one thing that hasn't changed is where I'm putting my money down on all games. My bookie is the place to bet on football every weekend.
You can also bet on the weather.
Yeah, that's right.
Going now to the weather guy, who's a different character. Let's see if he can do it. Just come up with a name and do a character that's a weather guy.
Hey, y'all. My name is Steven, and I'm here with the weather.
Just his first name.
Yes. Well, it's
Steven Tornado.
Steven.
There you go.
No,
the gay weatherman.
The gayest. The only weatherman gayer than the anchor that started
Hi, y'all. I want to talk to you about...
Say before. Steven Tornado here.
Steven Tornado here, and I want to...
Nice!
And I want to talk to you about mybookie.com, which has better bonuses, prop bets, and more prop bets than any other sportsbook, period. This year they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest.
This just in. Some
breaking news.
Something really gay happened. Let's go to a different anchor.
We're going live on scene to...
Hey, this is Deshaun Simpson.
Deshaun Simpson. Okay, just, whatever.
Let's see if we can get through it without saying the N-word. Let's go to Deshaun.
What's the breaking news?
Let's see if Deshaun can do 3 minutes without saying the N-word that we have to delete.
Deshaun Simpson here, and I want to let you know...
Do the voice. Don't be a pussy. No. Don't be a pussy. We all know what you meant by Deshaun Simpson.
No, you could be some, you know, like a white guy.
At least say y'all.
Yeah, hey, y'all. First place is guaranteed to win at least $100,000.
And what do they do with your deposit?
And they double it.
When they shove it up your ass.
Up to $1,000 first deposit bonus. Isn't that right, Deshaun?
That's right, y'all.
What's your favorite food, Deshaun?
I like a crudité, like just different.
Very foods. Close. You almost said crispy. Your mind was going
we
towards
know
crispy.
What you were going to say.
Okay.
Because you didn't want to say fried chicken, but you couldn't stop thinking about it.
Yeah, everyone likes chicken.
And it was sublimated into crispy.
It's not just one type of person that likes chicken. I mean. Basically,
would you say that my bookie is always the right play, Deshaun?
Yeah, of course.
Is it always the right play? Follow-up question, what race of women are you most attracted to?
And how fat are they?
And what body part needs to be the fattest?
Well, that's a trick question because we're on the gay news right now. And I, Deshaun Simpson, am a gay man. So I'm attracted to all races of women as friends. MyBookie.com has live in-game betting on NFL games. They've got the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for your fantasy guys out there, you can even bet on the over-under of how many fantasy points a player will score each game.
Thanks, Deshaun. Kick it back to the original anchor.
Let's go back to Adam Friedland in the studio.
Hey, y'all, it's me, Adam. No,
it's the that's, real Adam.
That's why my bookie is always right.
Breaking
there.
News, the real Adam has returned.
You bet you win, they pay. No.
And the imposter Adam has returned to UCB for more comedy lessons.
My bookie has live in-game betting on every NFL game. So use promo code COMETOWN to activate the offer. That's promo code C-U-M-T-O-W-N. It's me, Adam Friedland. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie, MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code COMETOWN.
Promo code COMETOWN.
Bet, win, get paid.
I've been fucked in my ass.
This Justin, the president. We cut right now to the president giving a live speech.
Let my fellow Americans, the president, me, has been fucked in his ass.
Who did it, Mr. President?
The Mujahideen.
That's a little preview.
The Mujahideen. How fucked am I?
The Mujah.
Fuck, dude.
Americans, we will prevail.
We have all been fucked in the ass by the Mujahideen. Every American is waking up to find that they have all been fucked.
It's Christmas morning here in Washington, and I've been fucked in my ass by the Mujahideen.
If you want to see a president not fucked again in his ass, you will send $50 million to bank account 1234567891010. Pakistan bank by noon, or we fuck him again and again and again.
We gotta do something. The president's up there right now getting fucked in his ass. A couple.
Did you want to say something?
No.
Go ahead, try
just finish it. Just finish the news.
You're a and professional comedian.
Okay.
On your own podcast.
I thought we finished the read.
We did, but you were about to say something.
The bit is still going on. The gay news is still going on?
You doing jokes in the context of doing the podcast. You were about to say something. We're supporting you. This is what support looks like.
I wasn't going
to
say it.
This is as close as it gets to being supported.
This just in to the gay news.
Yeah, what is it?
LeBron James.
What about him?
NBA champion LeBron James.
Is he gay?
He's been fucked in his ass. Mujahideen.
This Johnson. I'm the president, and I'm the anchor.
My fellow Americans, I'm Barack Obama, and I'm gay.
12 former presidents have come also out.
My name fucked. Is President Ryan Schutt.
I've been fucked in
and
my
I'm
ass.
Barack Obama, and I'm
and
gay.
I'm gay.
And I've been fucked by the Mujahideen. oh yeah, brother.
The gay,
the gay news with Adam Friedland.
With Adam Friedland.
The gayest anchor of all time. He's getting fucked, he's sucking, and he's getting sucked.
This isn't just any room. It's a newsroom.
Does he say that on the show?
I think he does.
I hope he says that.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. We're not just in a room here. We're in the newsroom. Guy, can we go live here, please?
Can we go live?
Kathy Giffords has just been shot in her pussy. All right? This isn't fucking clown room. It's newsroom.
It's newsroom.
What do you think this is? A room full of midgets and donkeys? This isn't a donkey show. All right? It's the newsroom.
It's the newsroom. Mm-hmm.
So what do people want when they watch the news? They want to see a donkey have sex with a woman's pussy. Maybe in Mexico. But not in a room I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of a newsroom.
I'm thinking of a newsroom.
I'm thinking of a room filled with the news. Every kind of news that you could possibly read.
Oh, fuck. Boo-doo-doo. Damn, my fucking Fitbit's going off. Dude, I gotta get 240
steps. 240
steps.
You got 240 to go today?
No.
It's like a watch. But it doesn't tell time. It bullies fat people into standing up.
Into barely doing the bare minimum.
Into not doing any. So they feel worse and buy even more products. What are you saying, Don? That we make fat people feel even worse? And that's exactly what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I say we get them fat.
We plump them up.
We're putting caramel in the cigarettes. We're putting candy in the cigarettes. A way they get even fatter, and we can make them smoke and buy bullshit watches.
Shouts out to the gay Lucky Strikes guy trying to suck off Sal.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Mm-hmm.
An iconic gay predator.
I've actually never watched more than like 6 episodes of that show.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a waste of time.
You don't like it?
I thought it was a waste of time.
Nah, dude, it's pretty good. There's pussy. There's plenty of pussy in it.
Yeah. January.
You see a lot of breasts. It's pretty nice. He fingers.
I don't think you see bare breasts in the show.
What it's the fuck are you talking?
It's on AMC.
Wait,
you don't
serious?
See bare titty.
Did I just in my imagination retcon titties into
it's
it?
Not HBO.
Fuck.
Yeah, there's a lot of clothed fingering that happens.
There's a lot
of clothed fingering.
How does that feel?
Does
it feel good?
You know what? I don't have a problem with clothed fingering. It feels cool.
Just how does it feel when I put my fingers inside of your ass?
Not very good, Mr. Draper.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Draper, I'd like it if you took your fingers out of my ass.
Maybe you should just let me finish my pitch. I have 3 cock awards. I have 15 awards from the cock show. I've won best in show every year. I'm the greatest advertiser this company's ever seen.
Yeah, he probably does have a nice one. The character and the real guy.
The real guy got in trouble for having too nice of a one.
Yeah.
Not too big. Not nice. We don't know if it's nice.
Well, yeah, for me, big is not nice. You're absolutely right.
I remember
the smaller the nice.
It was the third season. The producers came to me and they demanded I do the Belgian tuck. And at first I was disgusted. And then I looked into the history of it. And I got really involved in the cock show. And I've been here every year since, competing in the best cock through dress pants category.
Oh, he crushed
it. I've yet to win. I've yet to win. But it's always...
Idris got him last year.
Idris wins every year. And I told Liam Neeson about it. And we were at a bar, and he got so mad that he pissed himself and ran out. And he just beat the shit out of the first black guy he saw.
The first black bastard.
And he was just screaming, this is what you get for having a better cock than my dear friend John. This is what you get. And I said, Liam, this isn't you.
This is not who you are.
And he said, you're
man.
Right. This is Ra's al Ghul. And we just bonded over our ability to act.
Yeah, to
and
disappear
just,
into
I
your characters.
I respected how much he was into the character.
Yeah.
He would commit a violent hate crime to make Batman more real, to help Batman, to help movie be good. He's helping movie be good by being serious.
Serious and real. Being
serious actor.
Fuck, man. Fuck, mate. Oh, fuck, mate.
Method acting is so fucking funny. Because you know fucking Sean Penn was going around acting like a retard in between scenes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's got to be like, that's probably a bigger kept secret than all the fucking, the planes and secret islands.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Is fucking...
The footage of him when they said cut.
Yeah.
How he was behaving.
Him in his trailer playing with Legos and shitting himself.
The collective sigh of the cast and crew after they said cut.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
Oh, God.
I didn't mean it.
He's doing it again.
Pulling his dick out, making people look at it.
Yeah.
Smiling. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Tonight on Putting Adam on the Spot.
This just in. Adam's gay.
Adam's being put on the spot again.
Okay, let's go.
This time. I'm going to start with a letter, and you immediately say what first pops into your mind. N.
Okay. What?
N.
You said N.
Nick.
Ooh.
Finish it. Say the rest of the word.
Alyss.
No, that's not it.
That's not what you were thinking.
No. On tonight's episode of trying to get Adam to say the N-word again.
I mean, just Don at the front of a boardroom. He like flips a page on a... just a big N.
God damn it, Don. Yeah, but...
What is this making sense?
What are you guys thinking right now?
Well, yeah, I'm gonna keep flipping pages, and it's up to you to stop me.
Don, no.
Don, where's this going?
Don, yeah. I think we all get the point.
You know exactly where it's going,
and that's how London Fog is gonna sell umbrellas.
Oh, did I have you for a second? Nighttime tea. You trick people into thinking you're going to be racist, and then you don't.
That's how you get their attention.
Don, we can't do that. Everybody's doing woke advertising now. Well, that's where we go different. All right. That's where I think I already did the bit on the show about Don pitching the... He's like, it's young men in Ohio. And he's running a Dodge Challenger, and he's headed to the protest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm. That is correct.
And then Kylie Jenner hands a Pepsi to the cop. And the cop pulls down his pants, and you expect to see a penis, but he's had it cut off and turned into a vagina. And then Kylie Jenner gets down on her knees, and she starts sucking off. She says, this is a real vagina, and I'm a lesbian. And then she washes the taste out of her mouth with a Pepsi. And then there's a guy there who turns into a dragon. He's like, this is good. And everyone cheers for him. And then he turns into a dragon and flies away. And he guess where he goes? That's right, the moon, to drink Pepsi.
To drink Pepsi.
It's the most expensive ad in history.
What's the end? He pitches Coke or something?
Yeah, I'd like to buy the world a Coke.
What, the end of the one with the Charlottesville thing?
No, at the end of the show, Mad Men.
Oh.
That's his final pitch.
Oh, it's Coca-Cola.
To suck the world a dick.
Interesting.
And fuck him in
It's weird that it lines up almost perfectly with my idea.
It's like he stole it.
It's like they stole it from me, even though I've never watched.
You're in the future.
I'm in the future.
Yeah.
Mm. We've got to go back.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a hype girl. Marty.
I forgot about that.
Marty! I figured out how to take a gay car and use it to rape girls in the past.
They don't know what DNA is in the 20s, Marty.
They'll have no way to track me down. That's why we have to rape our own grandmothers. Even if they do preserve the DNA, it won't make any sense. They'll think she did it to herself.
I don't really want to do that, Doc.
Marty, you got to check this out. I shoved a Rubik's Cube up my ass and solved it.
Well, that is pretty cool, Doc.
That's pretty cool, Doc.
I got to say, this is one of your science tricks.
Don't you fucking love science?
I love to fuck a guy's ass.
Bill.
Bill Nye, the gay ass guy.
Being gay is a property of matter.
I'm gay. Folks, listen, I would like...
What's up, kids? Today on Bill Nye, we're going to talk about masks. Do they actually work? Nope. There's no reason to wear one. It's a fake virus created by Israel.
Bill.
They sent it to China to accuse the Chinese of being vampires.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Bill Nye is fucking gay.
Bill Nye sucks off gas.
Folks, listen, I'd love for you to come see me do comedy live in person while that's still going on. I'm in Royersford, Pennsylvania this Friday.
Pennsylvania.
I'm in Royersford, Pennsylvania. Friday, October 16th.
Where is that?
It's I don't know exactly where the fuck Who it cares? Is, but it's Soul Joel's Outdoor Comedy Club.
Nice.
And he's not black, apparently. I thought Soul Joel was going to be an awesome black guy with a fucking...
This is just a white man with soul.
He's a white man with
soul. He's Australian.
So come out to that October 16th, and I'm at good old McGoobie's Joke House, Halloween weekend, the 30th and the 31st. So come out to that, and you know, hopefully we'll get some other dates going if it's proven that it's fake, and we'll keep pumping. But for now, those are the dates. Come see me then, you little fucking whores.
And check out cum.town. I have probably a couple new products hitting the store this week. Waiting on them to be pre-printed. That way, when you order them, they ship faster. Because usually the way we do it is I'll just roll something out, and then they wait until X amount of orders come in before printing them. And I want to put the kibosh on that, so I'm pre-ordering them myself. So when they hit the store, you order them, and they should ship relatively
quickly. Ship right away.
Relatively quickly. Not sure if it's right away. I don't really trust
it will be right away.
That they will do it right away.
It's going to happen immediately.
Just
They're
in case.
Locked and loaded.
Theoretically, yes. It's supposed to be right away.
And the USPS is standing by.
US penis.
You suck penis.
You suck penis.
Folks, we'll keep the post office, but I'm changing the name to You Suck Penis. And that's what you have to call them up and say, I suck penis if you want your mail every day.
Ah, fuck.
Well,
all right.
Time to hit the button.
Hitting the button. Goodbye, folks.